Paul Robbins, your presentation has to do with conservation and how it can coexist with some kinds of commerce and business, as I understand it. Is that right?
That's exactly right. The idea behind the talk is to talk about a worldwide or global shift in the way conservation is being viewed, not only as setting aside wilderness areas, but engaging conservation where people live and work.
So broadening the way that we think about conservation.
Exactly, to be a much more inclusive and to engage more directly with people who are making a living on the land.
And so what are some examples of this?
Well, our own research is in the southern state of Karnataka in India. There are tens of thousands of hectares, you know, thousands of square kilometers, of land under coffee production and rubber production and the production of something called areca nut. All of these things are major commercial undertakings, but if you peep under the canopy, you're going to see a lot of biodiversity. You're going to see a lot of birds, you're going to see a lot of mammals, and a lot of very, very endangered amphibians, which is a real sign of ecosystem health. Like having a lot of frogs jumping around turns out to be a good sign that something's going right in terms of conservation. So the question is, what are people doing that keeps the biodiversity there, and how can we help those people keep doing what they're doing?
Is biodiversity the best measure of how successful conservation is? I mean, how do we know that these projects you're describing are as successful as, say, conservation in a more traditional sense, setting land aside?
It's a great question. So there's a big debate in the literature about this, but our point is twofold. One, if you compare what we're seeing in these plantations with what you see in a wilderness area, you're going to see less diversity in some cases and more diversity in others. You're going to see some species in these coffee plantations you don't see in the wilderness areas. You're going to see a different kind of ecosystem. So we try not to look at it as either or, like I have to have either traditional conservation or work with farmers. We'd like to think you'd probably be doing both and you get the most diversity overall. On the other hand, there are some species that just are not going to do it in coffee. They need lots of big open spaces far away from people. Our point is traditional conservation is going great guns. The number of protected areas has tripled in the last, 30 years. So a lot of land's already been set aside for that. The problem is there's not much more land to grab for conservation, and there's still going to be people living and working on these landscapes. So you're either going to have to learn to get along, or it's always going to be a push and shove between conservation and economy, and that is what's unsustainable.
How do you think this topic might resonate for our northern Wisconsin audience?
Well, I would hope that what would be the positive note that I would hope the northern Wisconsin community would hear is that conservation, people who are interested in conservation aren't interested in taking away somebody's land. They're not interested in setting a bunch of regulations up. They're interested in sitting down and asking, you are interested in the environment. People who are landowners in the north are interested in wildlife. They're hunting and they're fishing and they're living on the land. How can we work with you, the landowner, to get both, to continue to maintain the way of life and also maintain other species? And the answer sometimes is going to be, well, we can't. But the answer sometimes is going to be we can, and we can make it pay. And that, when we can find those outcomes, I think people all over the state will be excited about that, because this state has got a great tradition in both conservation and maintaining rural livelihoods. There may be opportunities, jobs, and other kinds of things that we're leaving on the table by not addressing conservation, which could really boost tourism, hunting, and other kinds of things that go on throughout the state. So I would hope people in northern Wisconsin would hear the sound of jobs and respect for their livelihoods in this message compared to the traditional wilderness message.
It sounds like it'll be an interesting conversation.
We'll see what people say.
Well, Paul, thanks for giving us a preview of the evening's discussion.
Heck, you heard the whole thing, so thank you.